Hello and welcome to the final edition this year of the Pro Football Weekly Fantasy Football DFS Podcast. My name is John Solly. I am a PFW contributor. You can find me on Twitter at JSolly. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, PFW contributor, and Northwest Herald sports editor, Kyle Neighbors. You can find him on Twitter at Kyle Neighbors. Kyle, Robbie Gold saved your bacon last week on FanDuel, didn't he?
24 points from Robbie Gold, which was 10 more points than my wide receivers combined, but it was enough to get me in the over the cash line. It was fantastic.
Oh, kickers. I'll never get it, but you know what? If it helps you, it helps you.
Yeah, it's one of those weird differences you have to deal with between FanDuel and DraftKings. You know, I probably wish they'd go away, but on a week like that, I just want to send Robbie Gold a box of chocolates.
All right. Well, like I said, this will be the last week we do a part of this because some of us, and me, are going to be on vacation next week. But the other reason is week 16 starts to get a little wacky in DFS, and week 17, you're value hunting everywhere. You can really do kind of a stars and scrubs approach. And I think you can do a stars and scrubs approach this week because there will be some value opening up. Some teams, really kind of stop caring and start giving looks to some guys that are going to be low priced. And there may be some high priced guys that we may be able to avoid because their team doesn't really care anymore. Kyle, is that generally the approach you take as we get into the final couple weeks of the season here in DFS?
Yeah, it really started last week. I start avoiding teams that are out of it in general, particularly their high price guys. And I don't even go after like the low price guys unless there's a clear indication from the coaching staff. Like, if someone's gonna, they're like, all right, we want to get someone 20 carries or someone 10 targets, then I'll consider them. But I'm not playing the guessing game in weeks where there still is stuff to play for. I mean, there's just too many games that have things that matter to, like, this week you got the Giants and Cardinals game. I'm just going to go ahead and act like that game doesn't exist.
Oh, man. We're going to have a little difference of opinion on a couple guys then. So with that, let's move on to kind of a position-by-position breakdown. Kyle, who are some of the quarterbacks that you've got your eye on over on FanDuel this week?
Well, I think the top two, and I think this is probably the same for everyone. I mean, everyone's going to be talking about Russell Wilson and Cam Newton, right? Russell coming off a dud, that's not going to happen again against Dallas here on the road. I think he's in a smash spot. Cam Newton, the Tampa Bay Bucks are giving up 30 points a game on the road. Cam Newton with the rushing floor has to be in consideration. So I'm probably going to base my lineups around one of those two guys. I'm thinking Cam Newton, but I don't mind a game stack with like Russell Wilson, Doug Baldwin, and then coming back on the other side with Ezekiel Elliott. I think that's a really, really smart way to build a lineup. But if you don't go with those two, you have to start looking for me for, like I said, teams that have something to play for and that are in good spots. The Chargers still have an outside chance of making the playoffs. Obviously, they have to win out. Phillip Rivers should bounce back against the Jets this week. I think he's in a great spot. Alex Smith, Miami's just awful. And then, outside of that, there's not a lot. I'll take a look at Jared Goff and Blake Bortles, but I don't know if I need to take that chance. How about you?
Yeah, I'm probably centering around Cam and Russ too. I don't see a need to really go anywhere else. Bortles would be a guy I'd have some outside consideration for just because, I mean, gosh, Blake Bortles has been one of the safest fantasy quarterbacks for the last, month?
Yeah.
At least? Yeah.
I don't know if I want to be the guy left holding the bag, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, this is a matchup against the 49ers. It's going to be hard for him to not at least come close to replicating what he's done over the last few months.
Yeah, he's got three passing touchdowns, two and two over the last 3 weeks. But you got to remember, before that, he had only one game with multiple touchdowns. So, is he really this guy, or is he the Blake Bortles that we had seen the last 2 years?
Yeah, and I think, like we sort of said, you don't really have to. Russell and Cam are there, and they're very reasonably priced. Cam is $6,800 on DraftKings and $7,000 on FanDuel. Those are very, very reasonable prices for those guys.
Yeah. Is there anyone really contrarian you're interested in?
If you want to get wacky, and sometimes I'm about getting wacky, Drew Stanton at quarterback is a minimum price. Oh, and he's gotten you, he's got his last two times out, he's gotten you 15 points on DraftKings, and he's facing the Giants at home. Yeah. I mean, this is not a difficult matchup. And again, how much do you need? So I'm not doing it, but if you really want to get wacky, Drew Stanton is minimum price.
Okay. I mean, you know, the name that I've heard pop up several times is Mitch Trubisky.
Really?
Yes. I mean, I guess I get it. He's been throwing the ball a lot the last few weeks, but and it is against Cleveland, but do you really want to go after Mitch Trubisky and the Bears offense?
16 and 21 points his last two games on DraftKings. He's 4,700.
Yeah. He's 6,800 on FanDuel. There's not a chance in the world I'm willing to go there, but it's a trendy name that I've heard.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like it's going to be really concentrated this week on Russ and Cam, and I'm okay with it. Yeah. Just because the floor is so high. The floor and the ceiling are so high for those two.
Okay.
So let's move on to running back. I want to play all of these guys this week.
Oh,
do you feel the same way on running back? Yes. Over FanDuel?
Oh, God. Particularly, it's really top heavy this week. And I mean, I'm going to have 100% Alvin Kamara. I can tell you that right now.
I'm going to have a lot of Alvin Kamara as well.
I mean, I don't care. You could tell me he's going to be 40% owned. I don't care. He's going to have 30 points in this game, particularly if Ted Ginn misses, which I need to check an update and see what's going on there.
What about Kareem Hunt? Ever since the Chiefs, Andy Reid decided to stop play calling, he has resurrected. He's now the second most expensive running back this week on DraftKings. I think he's number five on FanDuel. In a matchup, a very, very easy matchup at home against the Dolphins.
I don't have any problem with him. I'm not going to play him simply because I think the ownership is going to be insane on him. So I'm going to hope that he busts this week despite a good matchup. I don't fault anyone that wants to do it. But like I said, I think he might be the highest owned player of the week.
How much exposure are you going to have to Zeke Elliott in his first game back from suspension at home against a Seattle defense that suddenly looks very beatable on the ground?
It depends. If I feel like he's going to go under-owned, and I've been trying to figure this out, and I read multiple blogs, listen to multiple podcasts, and I'm trying to get some sense of what the public thinks of Ezekiel Elliott, because if he's going to go under-owned, then I definitely want a lot of exposure to him.
So here's the projection I'm looking at right now. This is Thursday at 3 o'clock, so this is going to change. But as of right now, Todd Gurley, 20%, Kareem Hunt, 12.5%, Kamara and Ingram both at 10%, Zeke Elliott, 22.5%.
They have him as the highest guy?
Highest guy.
Yeah. Oh, God. There's just so many other guys I can go with that if, you know, like if he's going to be that highly owned. So, what? Like Gurley's another one. I love Gurley, but I think there's another pivot. How about Melvin Gordon?
I like Gordon this week in that matchup against the Jets.
And Austin Eckler is not, I mean, even if he's saying he's going to try and play, but he's got a broken hand. So if he plays,
The volume is back for Melvin Gordon is really the key here.
Well, the volume is back in the run game, but more importantly, the passing game. He had eight targets last week.
Yeah. Turned it into 91 yards.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Kamara 100% across the board because, I mean, one, he's going to line up in the slot if Ted Ginn is either limited or doesn't play. They did it last week after Ginn left that game. The Falcons are 30th in the league to points allowed to pass-catching running backs, and I'm just going to take all advantage of that. I think his floor is 20 points in this matchup.
Yeah, I'm with you that I'm going to have the most exposure to Kamara. I like Hunt a lot in this matchup, and I have to have some Zeke in this matchup. I think Zeke eats this week, too.
If I play Zeke, I think it's going to be a part of that game stack, like I said, with Russell Wilson and Doug Baldwin.
Go ahead.
We like all these top running backs, but let's say you are paying up in other spots you need to pay down. What do you like as some of the cheaper guys? Because I've kind of struggled this week because Kenyon Drake's price is coming up. It's still very playable on FanDuel at 7,100, but I don't want a lot to do with him if Damian Williams is going to play and they're going to Arrowhead.
Yeah, if Damian Williams is going to play, and Miami coaches came out today, I believe, and said that they've kind of given Drake almost too many carries, which is a little weird. because he's been great. Christian McCaffrey is a little bit cheaper over on DK, and another guy loving that matchup against the Bucks. You want to go cheaper than that? I want to get on board with Joe Mixon.
No.
I'm concerned about the amount of carries he'll get coming out of concussion protocol.
Yeah.
I
avoid. That's another game that I'm just kind of crossing off.
You think it'll go way under?
Yeah, I get Cincinnati is just completely given up on the season. If that hasn't been apparent the last 2 weeks, you haven't been paying attention. Yeah. My thing is, it's Detroit going on the road, and I just don't think the Lions are a very good football team. So, like, I just think it's going to be an ugly game, like one of those 13-10 games.
Yeah, it might be. I'll throw out, minimum price guy, same game that I'll throw out because I if you want to get wacky again, Elijah Penny. With the Arizona Cardinals. It's only if Kerwin Williams is out. He did not practice Wednesday because of a quadriceps injury. Elijah Penny will get the goal line work against the awful Giants run defense. And he's stone minimum over on DraftKings at just 3,000.
Yeah.
So it's wacky, but I he's going to find his way into one lineup for me.
Yeah, it's just really irritating because DJ Foster gets 9 targets and 0 rush attempts, and then Elijah Penny gets, I think it was 10 carries and only 1 target. So it's like they're completely splitting the work. I just probably don't want to deal with it in a bad game.
All right. Let's move on to wide receiver then, Kyle. Who are some of the guys that you're looking at over there on FanDuel?
You got to fire up Keenan Allen, right?
Yeah.
I think us and everyone else in the universe wants to fire up Keenan Allen, though. But I don't really have a good argument against it.
I don't either. I think he's in a great matchup against the Jets in a must-win game. He's been on fire lately. Keenan Allen seems like a really easy play this week.
Yeah. If you're going to go anywhere in the Detroit-Cincinnati game, I think it's at wide receiver. Probably not Marvin Jones. I mean, I don't have a problem with Marvin Jones. I'd probably go with Golden Tate, though. They've been a lot worse. The Bengals, that is. They've been a lot worse against slot receivers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd probably go that way. You know what? Now that I look at it, I mean, Detroit still does have something to play for, don't they? Like, they're 8-6. They can still sneak in.
Technically still in it, yes.
So, I mean, you might be able to get a Matt Stafford under-owned against a Cincinnati team that's given up.
I don't hate Stafford just because of the matchup.
All right, well, I still think it's an ugly game, but it might be contrarian enough to at least look at doing a game stack there. Not a game stack, but a Detroit stack. What else do you like at wide receiver?
There's two guys I got my eye on in the mid six range.
If you say Larry Fitzgerald, I'm hanging up
on
you.
No, the two guys I really got my eye on are Mike Evans and Robert Woods.
Okay.
I like Mike Evans in this matchup. A lot. Carolina has given up, I believe, the 5th most points to wide receivers in the last couple months. They've really started to struggle against wide receivers. And Robert Woods, you know, we talked about it last week in the Standard Podcast. He had no trouble becoming that number one wide receiver again. He caught 6 of 7 balls, got into the end zone, and now gets a Tennessee pass defense. It's a total pass funnel, and you know that Jared Goff is going to be looking for Woods against a really bad secondary. So those are two guys that I find myself clicking a lot this week.
Oh God, they've priced Mike Evans all the way down to 7,000 on FanDuel. I don't think I've ever seen him that cheap.
Begging you to take him.
Yeah, that's
just... And if we believe in Cam, you know, we really want someone to push Cam where he's going to have to continue to throw. And so coming, you know, doing a Cam Greg Olsen or maybe Cam Devin Funchess and then bringing it back with Mike Evans, especially with DeSean Jackson out, Evans, I think, gets more targets this week. I just don't see how I can't get away from Mike Evans this week.
Are you okay with the DeSean Jackson being out thing? Do you need to take a moment?
It was a sad day in the Sally household this week, but we're moving on. It's a forward thinking podcast, and we're rolling with Mike Evans with DeSean Jackson cheering him on.
I don't hate it, but you were right about Robert Woods. As many shares I'm going to have of Alvin Kamara, I'm going to have almost as nearly as many as Robert Woods. I really like how this game sets up for the Rams passing game. So I think he's going to get a lot of work this week. Outside of that, I'm going right back to D.D. Westbrook. That made me so angry watching that last week. But Keelan Cole, is going to go way over owned this week. D.D. Westbrook ran more pass routes than Cole. I think that was a fluke. D.D. Westbrook's I'm staying on the train. I've been on it for a month. I'm not jumping off of one what I think is going to be an outlier.
Yeah, and it's another fantastic matchup. You know, his price is pretty reasonable. I'm totally with you on Westbrook. I think he gets into the box this week.
Yeah. Any interest on the other side there, Marquise? Goodwin, continues to play really well.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Marquise Goodwin this year, and most of the time that's been a really good decision.
Yeah, it's a tough matchup, but he's just getting so many targets. I mean, he's approaching the DeAndre Hopkins kind of where it doesn't matter the matchup, he's going to get 12 targets.
He got priced down because of the matchup this week. He's only 5,200 on DK.
Yeah, they didn't really adjust his price all that much on FanDuel. He actually might have gone up a little bit now that I think about it. He's 6,800. But I just love the kid's skill set. Wish it was a little better matchup, though.
Yep. Yep. I'm not really loving any other cheap guys this week, though.
Yeah. Another mid-price guy. This might be another Tyreek Hill spot.
Sure. I could get on board with that.
Yeah. Another guy that I'd like to see his ownership first. I worry about the Kansas City ownership in this spot.
Yeah, I'm looking at the projection that I'm looking at right now. It says 12.5% for Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
With Mike Evans, with nearby, at least in price on DK, Mike Evans at 20 and Robert Woods at 10.
You willing to go back to Josh Gordon?
Man, I just want so little to do with this Bears-Browns game. it's got 17-14 written all over it.
I know, but it also has Josh Gordon for like 10 and 200 written all over it because everyone's going to run away after he burned them last week. I watched way too much of that Browns game, and watching Deshaun Kizer try and get the ball to Josh Gordon was infuriating.
Kizer, I think, came out this week and said his confidence is shot, or it leaked out that his confidence is shot.
It's awful. I mean, did you see that pick he threw in the end zone?
That was bad. Bad at a throw.
I've seen high schoolers make better decisions than that.
All right. Well, with that, let's move on to tight end. And Kyle, give me some guys you're really excited about at tight end on FanDuel.
Travis Kelce and Greg Olsen.
Yeah. Yeah. Kelce, it should be noted, he missed practice Wednesday because he was sick. We're taping this on Thursday. He missed practice again because he was sick. Illnesses generally kind of clear up by the time game time hits, but just something to monitor if Kelce continues to miss with whatever illness he has.
Yeah. Greg Olsen, though, one of my best victories of the season was I was doing my research last week, and I didn't even notice it until Saturday that he had played on all but 5 snaps the week before, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take a chance here because that was too good of a matchup. And he exploded. Like watching him have that broken coverage touchdown, he was 3% owned in my tournaments, and I was just doing a dance.
Yeah, I had Olsen everywhere last week, too. It made too much sense, and his price was so unbelievably cheap.
Yeah, I think he was down to 5,600 on FanDuel. I just kind of laughed as I clicked it. And then within like the first 2 drives of that game, he had like 3 for 40, and I was like, I am the smartest person in the world.
All right, I got one more tight end for you. Are you ready for this?
Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Old man Antonio Gates.
Oh, I knew you were going there.
Minimum price on DraftKings, and Hunter Henry is on IR. But Gates is a touchdown or bust guy, but the Jets have given up, I believe, the 3rd most touchdowns to tight ends this season.
Yeah, I mean, you're playing strictly for a touchdown there, though.
You are, but I think he gets there.
You know, the guy, I'm talking way too much about a pointless game, and I said I'm not going to, but Adam Shaheen, if he plays.
Sure, if he plays.
If he plays, I think he's going to play.
Tight end against the Browns has been an auto play
I know,
this year.
Ben Watson disappears for a month, and then he plays the Browns, and all of a sudden it's 7 for 70 and a touchdown. I mean, it's just too easy.
Any love for Jimmy Graham this week? I kind of like him in this matchup against the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, he's touchdown dependent as well. I don't mind it. I probably wouldn't go there, though. I mean, I'd rather just... He's $200 cheaper on Kelsey and $200 more than Olsen. I'd rather go one way or the other. One other guy, if you are going to go that Giants game, I'd go Evan Engram.
I mean, he's been remarkably solid.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting out of him. God, he got 13 targets last week.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't know what to make of that game, but I guess I don't hate it.
I've named a lot of guys I like in that game. I like too many guys in Giants, Arizona.
Yeah, you are way too excited for that game.
I really am. I'm honestly way more excited for the Carolina Tampa Bay game. I think that game really does have the potential to shoot out, and could get a little bit underowned if you start playing multiple guys from that game.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Kyle. Any final thoughts here? Any defenses you want to add? Any guys we didn't touch on?
I don't think so. I mean, defense wise, it pains me to say the Chicago Bears, but it's the Browns, so they're in play. But outside of that, I really like the Rams defense this week. I know they're going on the road, but Tennessee's just going ahead and mailing it in, and the Rams defense is locked in right now.
Yeah, I like Washington's defense too at home against Denver. A Denver team that has been cooked for a while now.
There's a game we didn't mention at all, and I could have gone without even the Washington defense.
That's the over-under on that one's down to 40.5.
Take the under.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, we will end the Pro Football Weekly DFS podcast for this week. Kyle Neighbors, I'm John Solly. Best of luck in your week 16 matchups.